You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Lee, two of the season's top managers head-to-head here. And to put that into context, to put what they've achieved into context, it's worth comparing them to their predecessors. Alan Pardew has won 9 of his 17 Premier League games in charge of Crystal Palace. Neil Warnock only won 3 of the first 16 this season. And Gary Monk has 4 more points than Michael Laudrup got for Swansea, despite managing 11 games fewer. So, two managers that have exceeded expectations this season.
Yeah, done really well. Pardew did great. He's done brilliant since he's come in. Be interesting to see how he gets on next season, to be fair, and you know, if they can strengthen. He's got this team that likes to play on the break. I think if you dig down into the results a little bit more than just saying they've been good, then you'll see that a lot of the best performances have come away from home, because obviously it suits their game. They can sit in and they can use that pace they've got on the break. I mean, you look at the form since he took over. Since they beat Dover 4-0 in the FA Cup away from home, it's a tremendous run they've been on. They've played 9 games since that Dover. I think he was in the stand for the Dover game. 9 away games since then in League and Cup. And they've won 7 and lost 2. Lost at Southampton by 1-0 and lost at Chelsea by 1-0. That's tremendous. They've been to Liverpool, Sunderland, Stoke, West Ham, Leicester, Southampton in the FA Cup and Burnley. Now, those teams aren't fantastic by any stretch of the imagination, but the home form doesn't look anywhere near as good as that. In the same spell of games, they've won 2. They've beaten QPR and they've beaten Man City, which is a good win, but they've lost to Man United, to Hull, to West Brom, to Arsenal, Liverpool and drawn with Newcastle. I think they'll struggle to break, to play in the way they want to against Swansea. I think Swansea will keep the ball. If Swansea play the way they played at Arsenal, Swansea will probably nick this by a goal or something, because you know the way they played at Arsenal, they literally just kept the ball in their own half. And like, you know, we're not even going to let you go near it. Yeah. And if you're not going to try and break us down, we'll just keep passing it, you know, and passing it and passing it. I think it's going to be a low scorer, this one. I think this one will be a drab end to the season. I think Swansea will do what they do. Palace will struggle to break them down, and I think we're looking at a low scorer here. I don't think it'll be kind of an end-to-end thriller by any stretch of the imagination. It's been a long, hard season for both. Both have done very, very well. I think I'm right in saying Swansea have beaten their best record by 9 points. Crystal Palace need a point to have their best ever Premier League points total. We can see a point, can't we? I could definitely see a draw, and I can see a draw under 2.5. So 11-5 for the draw. Just want to play on the goals. Under 2.5 is even money, and you can obviously stick them together for the draw and under 2.5 if you're that way out, and that's 7-2.
Derek?
Nah, I couldn't have put it better myself. Well, I could, but I'm not going to.
You probably could without a sore throat.
Yeah, well, you know, both managers are. I would be in a running for Manager of the Year award. I mean, the Palace was sensational against Liverpool last week. That was after I thought they'd given up for the season. Remember, he went 4 straight defeats after securing safety. Seemed they'd turn it on when they're on TV, teams against the big teams.
It was only Liverpool, Derek. It wasn't a big team.
No, true. I'll give you that one. I'll give you that. No, Lee's right. It's going to be... This has another one that's got 0-0 all over it. I'll be back in the draw, and I might back no goal scorer as well.
11-1 on the 0-0 draw, and if you fancy the draw, it's 11-5.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.